from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the requests you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to act as your master of ceremonies is the man who is not only one of your favorite radio and screen performers, but one of Southern California's most prominent gentleman farmers. Here he is, Jack Haley.
Thanks, folks, and thank you, Harry Von Zell, for that rustic introduction. But, Harry, how did you know about my farm?
Oh, well, I heard your radio show the other night, Jack, and I figured nobody could buy that much corn.
You can kid all you want, Harry, but ranching is a great life. When I first started, I couldn't even milk a cow.
Well, how did you learn, Jack?
Well, it was strictly an accident, Harry. I dropped a quarter in my barn one night, and I was crawling around looking for it when I reached up to pull on the light. But I'm an expert now. I milk my cow every morning.
Well, now that must keep you pretty busy, Jack.
Busy? You should have seen me yesterday. I had my hands full and two left over. I should have read this script before I came out here. But enough of me. Let's have some entertainment. Anyway, here's a whole stack of mail call correspondents waiting to drop some musical lines your way. One of the smoothest bands in the land, Carmen Cavallaro and his orchestra. Carmen Cavallaro. Now, fellas, I know you'll all agree that a jukebox wouldn't be a jukebox without a record from our next guest. She has just finished a season on her own top radio show and is now making an extended hospital tour. Here she is, Helen Forrest.
Thank you, Jack. Jack, and I want to thank all you fellas for your swell letters.
Helen, what are you going to do for us?
Well, I sort of decided on a sentimental journey.
Good. We can park in my car anytime.
This happens. Wait a minute, Jack. This happens to be on the hit parade.
Well, what do you think you'll do to me?
Hold him, Harry, while Michelle Perrier and the Mail Call Orchestra hit the downbeat. Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. Be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, take a journey to my home, sentimental journey
home. Thanks, Helen. That was swell. Now, fellows, Mail Call gives out with a little change of pace. Stepping up to the Steinway now is Carmen Cavallaro. What is it going to be this time, Carmen?
Well, I'd like to play something a little on the classical side, Jack. To be exact, Chopin's Polonaise.
Well, I'm not so hep to that kind of jive, but it sounds like a solid oldie. Go ahead, Carmen. Thank you. That was really fine, Carmen. Now, anyone who has ever seen Gene Autry looking into the business end of a six-shooter has seen our next mail call contributor quivering at his side. He's a real triple-threat cowhand, actor, singer, and songwriter. Meet Smiley Burnett.
Hello.
Well, Jack, as one rancher to another, shake, pard.
As one rancher to another, shake, lad. No kidding, Smiley. I've really developed into quite a rancher.
Really? How many head of cattle you got?
One to each cow. How many have you got?
Well, I took a quick look around this morning, and I got 2,374.
Gosh, how can you count them so fast?
That's easy. I add up their legs and divide before. You know, Jack...
Wait for that.
Wait for that. I've been having quite a bit of trouble down my place with insects.
What kind of trouble, Smiley?
Well, you might not believe this, but yesterday I caught a grasshopper going through my seed catalog.
Well, what was he doing there?
He was crossing out the things he didn't like.
So much for dialogue. What are you going to play on the accordion? What are you going to play on the accordion and sing for us called 10-Gallon Hat that you wrote yourself?
Okay, here we go. Is my orchestra ready here? These old boots of mine maybe need a shine, but there's nothing wrong with that. I can ride on by with my head held high, got a new 10-gallon hat. Though my pants are worn and my shirt is torn, I'll go ride on standing pat. Feeling kinda gay, for I spent my pay on a new 10-gallon hat. Maybe I'm plumb loco, dialing up my cocoa when I need a shirt instead. Maybe I'm not clever, maybe I should never let a hat go to my head. But I'm glad I did, cause a brand new lid perks me up in nothing flat. How can I go wrong, long as I belong? A new 10-gallon, a new 10-gallon,
a new 10-gallon
hat. These old boots of mine maybe need a shine, but there's nothing wrong with that. I can ride on by with my head held high, got a new 10-gallon hat. Though my pants are worn and my shirt is torn, I'll go ride on standing pat. Feeling kinda gay, for I spent my pay on a new 10-gallon hat. Maybe I'm plumb loco, dialing up my cocoa when I need a shirt instead. Maybe I'm not clever, maybe I should never let a hat go to my head. But I'm glad I did, cause a brand new lid perks me up in nothing flat. How can I go wrong, long as I belong? A new 10-gallon, a new 10-gallon,
a new 10-gallon
hat.
Thanks, Smiley. Now, gang, I'd like to introduce Carmen Cavallaro's charming young vocalist, Gloria Foster, singing "The More I See You."
More mad about you.
more lost without you. And so it goes. And you imagine how much I love you. The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try.
Harry Von Zell.
Yes, Jack.
Jack Haley.
You know... you know who's coming here tonight? Akim Tamirov.
You mean the Russian Humphrey Bogart?
I think so. He's married, Lauren Bukalski.
No. Oh, wait a minute, I can see you know very little about Russian.
Of course I do. A Russian is a man who sits on nothing and dances.
Oh,
that's a I never miss a picture that Tamirov is in.
Well, what picture of his did you see last?
That big musical he did with Judy Garland. Meet me in Nizhny Novgorod.
Jack.
Why don't you
Wait,
just...
Wait, I want to give him everything.
Why don't you just make it... Novgorod.
Make it Milwaukee. It doesn't make it. Oh, it was a good picture, though.
Oh, I love the theme song. Carry me back to old Odessa.
Did I hear someone mention old Odessa?
Well, Misha Owen.
Yes.
Jack, this is Mr. Owen.
Pleased to miss you. get away. Misha, do you come from Odessa?
Well, not exactly. I come from a little town called Женепрехценевцане Вопрусский Тритнкер Силовский. Zone 28.
Misha, you'll be happy to know that another Russian, Akim Tamirov, is coming down here tonight.
Precisely why I'm here. I have come to act as Tamirov's interpreter.
Does Tamirov need an interpreter?
Does Tamirov need an interpreter? Does cornflakes need milk? Does hot dogs need mustard? Does chip beef need a shingle?
You mean to say that Tamirov speaks broken English?
Broken? My dear friend, with him, it's unconditional surrender. As for me, I speak English like a native.
Yeah. A native of Noshkitsta Brutenkamp. Zone 28.
Laugh, you peasant. But without me, you wouldn't be able to understand the word Tamirov says.
Really?
There is no doubt about it.
I see what you mean. Say, here's Akim Tamirov now. This way you start interpreting. Misha, tell him hello.
Tamirov, he says hello. Tell him hello.
Ask that.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me.
He said hello.
Oh. Ask him, how are you?
Tamirov, he says, how are you?
Tell him I'm fine. He says he's fine.
Ask him how he likes me.
He says, how do you like him?
Tell him,
He says, meh.
That you didn't have to translate.
Misha, now ask him how he feels.
Jack, he says, how do you feel?
Tell him I feel fine.
He says he feels fine.
Too bad. That's good.
Hey, now, wait a minute. What are we doing? We're talking English. Misha, I thought you were going to be an interpreter. Make him talk Russian.
Tamirov?
Huh?
Он хочет, чтоб ты говорил по-русски.
Okay.
I understand Tamirov just returned from New York. Ask him how he traveled.
Tamirov, он интересован, как ты путешествовал.
О, я приехал на поезде, Санта-Фе. Замечательный... такой замечательный большой drawing room, знаешь. И можешь себе представить такой built-in bar. И ехали, прямо тебе скажу, ну, 90 miles an hour. He hitchhiked.
Ask him how he likes making pictures.
Тебе нравятся картины?
Картины нравятся, нравятся, да.
He says he likes it very much.
Yeah, but what was that, meh?
That's still how he feels about you.
Ask him what he thinks of Lana Turner.
Он хочет знать, нравится ли тебе Лана Турнер.
О, замечательная, чудная, хорошая девочка и такой свитер.
He says, don't bother, I feel the same way in English. Same way in English. Ask him about his last picture, what it is.
Он хочет знать, как была твоя последняя фильм.
А, замечательно, замечательно. Чудная картина.
Чудная картина.
Ну да.
Ask him confidentially,
а?
How is it? Is it a good picture?
О, да, я его сказал.
Хороший, я же сказал, что ты лезешь. Вот тоже чудурак.
Тоже полезно.
Да.
Амотор.
Амотор какой.
Так, я тебе скажу confidentially между нами. It stinks немножко.
Стинкс, как ты имеешь право такие вещи говорить?
Почему я не могу?
Ты имеешь ауру, молчи, пожалуйста. Я тебе, знаешь, морду сейчас.
А почему?
А что? Он мне такие вещи не говорит.
Ты что, думаешь, что я Раков?
Jack, what do you think about it?
I agree with Tamirov.
Now, wait a minute. Enough talk. Tamirov has come to mail call to sing.
Tamirov, you can't sing English.
English? English. I'm going to sing an old Russian folk song.
And I will help Akim.
All right. Play music, play.
Я любила тебя, ты любила меня, sweet сунечка, sweet сунечка. Щекотала я тебя, щекотала ты меня, sweet сунечка. Почитала ты меня, почитала я тебя, потому что любили мы так. Я любила тебя, ты любила меня, sweet сунечка. My sweet, that's all.
Now, with as much English as we have left around here, I'd like to call Helen Forrest to the mic to give out one of the most popular tunes of the day.
Every car gone time, I fall in love. I get a shoving around. of every time. Every time, every time, every doggone time I try romance, I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit cave until I lose those blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look, but you never find me behind me eight ball again. 'Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look, but you never find me behind me eight ball again. 'Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shovel around.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Jack Haley, Carmen Cavallaro and his orchestra, Helen Forrest, Smiley Burnett, Gloria Foster, Misha Auer, Akim Tamiroff, Michelle Perrier, and the mail call orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Bonsell.
This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee.
Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. ¶¶